Episode 2298, Are You Hiding Behind God's Word?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your day is filled with some relaxation and also some reflection. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is our time to take a pause and really begin to set the tone for the week. Yes, it's our interaction with God. And yes, we need to be interacting with Him on an everyday basis. But you know, let's be real. Sometimes we get so busy that our prayers become 10-second, 30-second prayers. Today, I ask you to go a little bit longer. Spend 10, 15 minutes with God. Because you know what? You just might be hiding behind God's word. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, being comfortable waiting can be infectious in your everyday. Are you hiding behind God's word? It's that comfortable space you've created, even to the point of using God as an excuse. Yes, believe it or not, we can use God as an excuse whether we can't do something or whether we can't be who He has shown us to become. Are you hiding behind God's word? You see, because when you're hiding, and you're not just hiding because you don't want to be seen by other people, but when you're specifically hiding behind God's word, you're taking His truth, the words directly from the Bible, you allow the weight to paralyze you. Instead of taking aim on the opportunities and responding to doors opening and closing, you sit and wait. Sometimes you wait so much where you even find yourself saying, I'll just pray about it. Have you ever been in that circumstance? I know I have. I can remember time and time again, I would be in the church, and it could be after church or Wednesday night service or a get together, a potluck, whatever it is. And someone will come up and they'll have this conversation. And the next thing you know, the response as to what are you going to do next? Like, what's your next step? What do you think? Whatever, you know, just it's circumstantial, of course. But they're quick to respond, I'm praying about it. And I'm thinking, why are you pushing back? Because sometimes, yes, we need to stop and pause and wait and be still and pray about it. But even the decision to be still is an action. But I think we take it the wrong way. Our being still is, yeah, I'm not moving. I'm staying right where I'm at. I'm comfortable here. This is good. I may not even like where I'm at, but I'm comfortable, and so I'm going to stick with it. But leading your life the way God desires requires your presence. And that presence is an action just like waiting is. Your presence is an open door. And keep this in mind. Your presence, right? It's that action just like waiting is. Being still and waiting does not mean that you slumber. But we do, because it's that comfy couch, that comfy recliner. God calls us to walk by faith and step out in faith as He leads. In all honesty, I think we have confused what it really means to take aim, to take action in life. When we wait is a decision. That means there is movement. That doesn't mean that you're just sitting there going, okay, I'm going to wait for that lightning to strike. Where's the burning bush? God is knocking on your door every day. But are you hiding behind His word? His own word? Because you're like, oh, no, right here, you know, this particular statement right here, and you can go in the Bible, you maybe have even highlighted it. Maybe you've even written it on a post-it. And you're like, nope, I'm hanging out right here. Until I know for sure, till I'm shown a particular way, I am not doing anything else but what I'm doing right now. That is very paralyzing. Yes, God has all the power to come and strike you with lightning, to blow open the doors of opportunities. But you see, God speaks very quietly. He wants to make sure that we're walking by faith. He doesn't want to have to yell at you to get your attention. He doesn't want to have to strike you down. He doesn't want to have that burning bush so big that it could engulf your house. But for some reason, that's how we act in our everyday with Him. We take His word, we take it out of context, and we sit. God calls us to walk by faith and step out in faith as He leads. His presence requires your presence. Where in your life are you hiding behind God's word? I know I've asked myself this question. I've been stewing, thinking, breathing, praying over this particular question for the last few weeks. And I've really been asking God to show me, okay, where, Lord, am I, kind of sitting back? Because I'm really bold. I'm outspoken. I tell it like it is. I don't beat around the bush. I go through the bush. And I do it out of love. I can't blame my mom or my dad that way. Did they have those tendencies? Yes, they did. Did I adopt them from them because I experienced it and lived that life? Of course I did. However, I still have that personality, that go-to, that drive. But let me tell you, if there's any fear, if there's any question marks, guess what I do? Let's go to the corner. I'm just going to sit and wait back here in the chair because I'm comfortable. What would happen today if you had two chairs? You sat in one and God sat in the other. Where would God tell you that you're hiding? You see, I've had that discussion with Him. And boy, has He revealed a few things. Some things I got down pat. I'm like, okay, I got this, Lord. We got this. And other things I'm like, okay, that one, that's not for me. I'm just going to wait a little bit longer. And then there's a bigger push and then a bigger shove. God wants us to pay attention. His presence requires your presence. God does not want you and me to hide behind His word. He wants us to hide His word in our hearts so we can ready ourselves for what the day brings and sin not against Him. Listen, a breakthrough is coming. Walk by faith, being expectant of what God is doing. That means you have to be aware. You have to be observant. You have to be looking around. You have to be finding those doors of opportunities that He's got maybe just a crack open. But when you're doing your stuff, it's like, whoa, there it is. And when you look back, it wasn't just cracked open. It was wide open. You see, most of the time we're walking around with blinders on because we only see what we know. We've got to stop hiding behind God's word. Hide His word in our heart, but let our eyes see through His eyes. Let God shield your heart, but ignite your actions. Go out today. Take aim. Because you know, action ignites motivation. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.